This is the kind of individual that the apostle is saying, hold men in high regard who behave like soldiers. They're all in. They're not just standing back on the peripheral. They're not just watching the battle from a distance. They are actually engaged in it, and everything about them is devoted and committed to the cause. This is the kind of guy that Epaphroditus was. And we get that from the language of the text. Paul doesn't describe him as a fellow soldier for no reason. The Holy Spirit wants us to get this. He wants us to understand this. That he is in this all the way. He's not just a part of the cause when it's convenient. He's not just part of the cause when he's well. He's not just part of the cause whenever it benefits him. He's part of the cause all the way in. When it's hard, when he's sick, when it's not popular, when it's not convenient, he's committed to the work. Hold men like him in high regard. There is benefit in your households that you read biographies of men of old. Oh, you got a Bible full of men that you could read about and study about, and you should. You should never devote yourself to the reading of other godly men outside of the Bible at the expense of not reading about them in the Bible. But can I commit to you the benefit of reading biographies of godly men throughout the ages and godly women throughout the ages? I think it will be a benefit to you, to the ears of everyone in your household. I would say it would be of benefit that everyone is learning about faithful men and women of old. You ought to get to know men of the ages past like Polycarp. But what about a guy like Polycarp, martyred for the gospel in the first century of the church? I would say to every household, go home today and find out who Polycarp is and teach this man's ways in your households. Throughout the ages, find them. We're in a significant year of 500 years ago, one of the greatest movements in the modern church has happened. Martin Luther, what an amazing historic figure. Interwoven with all kinds of problematic issues. But I think Paul would say to the church, hold men like Martin Luther in high regard. Look at him and follow his examples. The John Calvin, who would be a part of bringing and issuing into the modern church one of the greatest Reformation movements that the church has ever needed, and maybe perhaps even today, that we might be in need of that same kind of a type of a Reformation. Keep digging through. Find out who an Amy Carmichael is. Make sure your daughters know who Amy Carmichael is. Don't let your daughters escape from your home without knowing who Amy Carmichael is. Make sure they know who people like Annie Armstrong and Lottie Moon are. Make sure these aren't just names that you read about in your church bulletin from time to time concerning a missions offering. Devote yourselves into knowing who these kinds of people are. Find out who a George Mueller is. Make sure that your children, make sure that you understand what an individual like this is, and hold them in high regard. We're never going to place them in superior position to Christ our Lord. It would be perhaps today equivalent to me and to me saying to you, hold someone like Mark and Wendy, hold them in high regard. You met them about a month ago. Some missionaries to Japan. Nobody's writing books about them. Nobody is throwing welcome home parties for people like them. Paul's saying, hold this man in high regard. Give him the royal welcome when he shows up. Welcome him. You can't just say that because you're a man of this church that you're to be held in high regard. Paul makes it very clear the kind of man, the kind of woman, the kind of character that he's saying, hold this person in high regard. What kind of person? A fellow brother, a fellow worker, a fellow soldier, one who's completely committed to the cause, one who's all the way in. He may not be preaching every week. He may not be doing everything that's always needed at the church, but whenever need arises, he's willing to commit himself to the cause. Even so much as while the advancing work of the gospel is taking place, his very life is at risk. Paul, well, you're making too much of this, Epaphroditus. I haven't finished reading the scripture, have we? Verse 30. Because he came close to death. Why? For the work of Christ, risking his life to complete what was deficient in your service to me. But where they couldn't, God raised up another. And he gave service. Paul says it very clear. He did so in your inability or your unable condition. He did it to me. And Paul's saying, do this. Put these kind of men in front of you. Give them the royal welcome. Put these kinds of women of high regard among you. Listen, dear Eastside, the world needs you to be different than the world. The world needs churches filled with men and women, boys and girls like Epaphroditus. There's not a lot of glory for a guy like Epaphroditus. No books have been written about him. No statues have ever been erected because of him. But the apostle himself says something about this man that he says about no other. Wow. All the way committed to the cause.